Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the program today. Howard Stutz, the gaming correspondent of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're going around the world with Howard for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Question 1 creates a new court of appeals in Nevada at almost no cost to taxpayers. While child custody cases take years to resolve, victims of crime wait too long for closure, and businesses are forced to consider states where courts work faster. Our Supreme Court is required to hear prisoner complaints about food choices and clothing options. Our system is clogged and getting worse. Nevadans deserve access to justice, but justice delayed is justice denied. Vote yes on question 1.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Manager. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He is the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the big news that just broke this morning as we're taping this is that there is trouble in Japan as far as gaming is concerned. Explain what you said.
Yeah, shocker. I mean, you know, Japan has been off and on for, I mean, how many years now? It's been stop and start. Now it looks like there's some, you know, this seemed like the best chance that there were going to actually be legalized gaming in Japan, you know, similar to the Singapore model, a couple of casinos and that would be it. And now there's some unrest, it seems,
and corruption.
There's some unrest in the Diet, I guess they pronounce it, the legislature, and within the cabinet. So it seems like it's done again this year. It was always a long shot, but you had companies like Sands, MGM, Caesars, even everybody was looking at Japan. I mean, at one point, even Boyd Gaming said, you know, we might look at Japan. So, I mean,
Hawaiians have to go somewhere else beyond just coming to.
Oh, yeah. This was the big, the next Macau is the way they look at it. Now, it could come back. There could be some, you know, something could change again. But that's what Japan's been like.
Well, you know, and the whole idea was to be able to help pay for the Olympics by using the gaming taxes to do that, at least in part.
That was part of the help pay for, like, the infrastructure. There's going to be so much infrastructure needs to be done to build, you know, for the Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. But they're also looking at it as tourism, as economic development. You know, the country, you know, they see what's happened in Macau in terms of tourism and trying to bring that type of tourism to Japan that China has done with Macau. So that's really where the impetus is with it.
All right, but now you think a year, 2 years before it comes back again?
I would never even try to lay odds on what's going to happen in Japan. I mean, I think it will happen eventually. I think it's just too ripe a market. I think the country will see it at some point. I think they will finally push it forward, whether it'll be this year, whether it'll be, you know, it's not going to be this year, whether it'll be next year or the year after. you know, who knows?
You know, it's interesting you bring up Macau, so let's go down that road. You know, we've seen stock prices for the companies that operate there have dropped considerably. Some would say it might be a buying opportunity, but others say in the short term, this is not a good play, but mid and long term, it is still a good play. Talk about the corruption crackdown that's going on in Macau.
The government has looked at what Macau, we've seen four straight months of declining gaming revenues in Macau, which is it's the first time in like 5-6 years this has happened. October's probably going to be down again. The analysts are saying that it could continue on into the first half of next year. It's a combination of the government has really cracked down on corruption, so a lot of the high rollers are afraid to go to Macau or to get involved with the junket operators and go to Macau and gamble. So they're coming here, which is a benefit for the big properties on the Las Vegas Strip. You've also have the political unrest in Hong Kong, so people are afraid to go through Hong Kong to get to Macau. You've had some economic issues in China, visa restrictions where the mainland Chinese government is keeping residents from making frequent trips to Macau. There's now a smoking ban
right.
in casinos, which seems to be negligible. I mean, it's not going to be really that big of an
impact. And it's
impact.
Kind of a split, isn't it? Because the regular people can't smoke, but put up these high walls for the high rollers.
Well, the high rollers,
but now
they've
taken them down now.
Right, the right rollers have these private rooms, too, where they can still smoke, you know, the ones that you and I can't get into unless we're going to show up with a boatload full of money. So it's really just a combination of everything. It's just impacted Macau right now. But it seems like most people think it'll linger on for a little bit, but then it'll perk back up. And you have these companies, MGM, Sands and Wynn, are all building multi-billion-dollar resorts on Koh Tai, you know, to expand Macau.
So Parisian for Sands opens up next year.
They think at the end of next year, maybe into 2016. It seems for the most part, all three of them will open in 2016. But that's where it's at. So Macau, you know, just it's get its hiccup now for the first time.
But what's interesting too is at the same time the infrastructure has either been built or is continuing to be built. The road, the bridge that comes from Hong Kong to Macau, which will really speed up travel between those two places, immigration.
Exactly.
All the infrastructure,
there's a light rail system supposedly being built through the Koh Tai Strip with downtown. As you said, the bridge that will connect Hong Kong with Macau by traffic, instead of taking a ferry over, you'd be able to drive across this gigantic bridge they're building across the South China Sea. So all the infrastructure is moving forward. Just right now, it's just got a little bit of a hiccup there, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Let's talk about this country. And you were just writing about Pennsylvania and Las Vegas Sands boosting Bethlehem, putting in, what, $800 million investment there. It's interesting with watching, you know, in a way, not so much the collapse of Atlantic City, but the consolidation of Atlantic City. It looks like now the pricing has come to a point where people are coming and saying, hey, if I can buy this for X amount of dollars, this is actually a good play. So how do you view what's going on in Bethlehem versus what's going on in Atlantic City?
Well, it's been Bethlehem, the Sands project, Sands was trying to sell it. It's not a big, in their company, it's not a big piece of their pie. I mean, it's about 3% of their overall revenue, I think. But it's also the closest casino right now to New York City. New York is going on with some type of expansion in upstate New York. They're not looking at New York City yet for a casino project. That's why Sheldon Adelson, who, you know, Las Vegas Sands owns the Bethlehem project, made a comment at G2E earlier this month where he said, hey, maybe I'd like to look at that northern New Jersey casino if they decide to put a casino in the Meadowlands. It's all because of that New York area, and it's done very well. They have a huge Asian business because of coming up, you know, they bus Asian visitors in from New York and Philadelphia. So it's become a pretty viable project. And, it, you know, it's like these small states, these gaming states, it's a monopoly. It's the only casino in the Lehigh Valley area. So, you know, Sands decided to put some money into it and expand it some more. It's always been in the plans. I mean, it's the old Bethlehem Steel Mill. It's a big site. So now they're going ahead and doing that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Atlantic City when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And as we went to break, we were talking about New Jersey, and you went to a press conference with Governor Christie, kind of different from Nevada press conferences.
A little bit different. I went to Atlantic City to see what was going on, as you said. You know, at the time I was there, they've had three casinos have closed, and it looks like the Trump Taj Mahal looks like it's been saved for now, but we'll see what happens later next month. But it was the same day as Governor Christie had his summit, a 2.5-hour summit with gaming leaders, with New Jersey elected officials, with the city of mayor's office. He did a press conference afterward. Very different. You had media from New York, Philadelphia, all of New Jersey, half-hour press conference, and he fights with everybody. And it was also about the year anniversary of Bridgegate, so those questions came up, and he was a little bit gruff. He's also surrounded by more security than I've ever seen. It looks like a presidential candidate because that's his profile.
Sure.
He's running for president, it seems. But he's taking on these problems in Atlantic City head-on. That's why they're looking at this, you know, there's the chance that the Meadowlands may become a casinos in northern New Jersey. He wants to see sports wagering in New Jersey. He's just signed the bill. As we're taping this now, we don't know if it's going to start next week at the racetrack up in northern New Jersey, if they're going to be a racing sports book there, taking sports wagers. We don't know yet.
What will Meadowlands do to Atlantic City?
Meadowlands to Atlantic City, the question will be is if how they go about it. If they were to put like a number of casinos there, that's immediately going to draw everybody from New York City. So that's going to. But now, what a lot of the operators are saying, especially Borgata, Boyd Gaming owns half of Borgata, MGM owns the other half now. They'd like
again.
To operate again, yeah, again, finally, they'd like to operate that one of the casinos in the Meadowlands. You know, so you run in conjunction with the Borgata. So that may be some way that they resolve that. You know, internet.
That would be the sweetest deal.
That would be the best deal for Boyd. That'd be an incredible deal. You know, internet gaming hasn't been the panacea that everybody thought it was going to be in New Jersey. You know, it's just putting a casino in the Meadowlands would really attract, obviously the New York City crowd. This racetrack, great sports betting issue. You know, New Jersey is really thumbing its nose right now at the federal ban on sports wagering, and they're really trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to look at that Third Circuit Court decision that agreed to stop sports wagering in New Jersey. They really want the Supreme Court to come out with a decision because that could change everything.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at Atlantic City, I mean, it's on the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shouldn't they be building all kinds of attractions along that boardwalk area to bring people in and do what Las Vegas has done, which is to expand everything beyond
gaming?
That
seems to be the next phase. I would think if I had a crystal ball, my belief is that they built this walk, it's called. It's an outlet, retail outlet center. It connects the convention area with the boardwalk. I think they're going to knock down the Trump Plaza. It was walking through it. It made the old Western here in Las Vegas made it look like the Mirage. I mean, that's how bad it was. And I think they're going to knock that down.
You're a tough crowd, huh?
Yeah, well, it was really bad. They're going to knock it down. They'll connect that with some. They're going to do like the link. They're going to take the page from Las Vegas. They're going to do the link. They're going to do what MGM's doing, the park project between Monte Carlo and New York. Create outdoor retail, entertainment, dining type experiences to attract more people down there to the boardwalk. Listen, this summer they did a free concert on the beach with Blake Shelton and Lady Antebellum. It was mobbed. They had huge crowds. So they finally figured out take advantage of what is there. And I think their biggest problem was, you know, they had all these casinos. They didn't do the non-gaming stuff to address what was going on in the neighboring states because they lost all the business. They didn't keep their customers, and that's what they're going to finally try to do now.
Can I hold you over for another segment?
Of course.
All right, we'll be right back with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising. From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
When it comes to enforcing the law and keeping families safe, the last thing we can afford is a mistake by an inexperienced lawyer. A lawyer like Adam Laxalt. In Laxalt's performance review, he was called a train wreck. His work, sloppy. Laxalt doesn't even have the basic skill set to be a lawyer. In fact, Laxalt has never tried a single case in Nevada. And now he wants to be our attorney general? Adam Laxalt, dangerously inexperienced.
You have sleep questions? Mattress Land Sleep Fit has real answers.
Everybody's selling Tempur-Pedic at the same price. What's different about buying it here?
When you look at Tempur-Pedic, they make low-end, they make high-end, they make some firm, some plush. How do you know what's the right one for you?
Mattress Land Sleep Fit has that fit. We're going to get the right Tempur-Pedic mattress for you. You're going to sleep better, you're going to have less pain, and you're going to feel better in the daytime.
Up to 4 years, no interest financing on all 2014 Tempur-Pedic models. Now at Mattress Land Sleep Fit.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
Hurt on the job? Here is reason number two why you should call Attorney Jay Short.
The clock is ticking and you need to act. Are you tired of waiting on the insurance company for your check? Call me, Attorney Jay Short, at 786-2006.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. All right, let's talk about Vegas and what's going on here. Genting, where are we with that project? Are they about to break ground? Are we about to see stuff coming out of the ground there?
Well, you know, we hope so. They got found suitable by Nevada gaming regulators this summer. That seemed to be like the next impetus for them to move forward with the project. I mean, they're taking their time. They're very methodical in what they're doing. They're taking their time as videos have come out now, been surfacing. We're hopeful that they're going to break ground by this summer. They're very quiet about it. So we'll see what the next step is. There's signage all around it. It's you know, got signage saying, you know, Resorts World Las Vegas coming. That's the next big step for Las Vegas. You know, we've had the opening of the SLS in August.
Interesting vibe there. Was there yesterday and in the afternoon, which is not the hottest time, obviously, at that property. But hip, not as hip as Cosmopolitan, but very nice, great restaurants, friendly people, hot pool. How's the property doing?
It seems, you know, we don't really know because it's private, so we don't get numbers out of there. They had some layoffs, which were typical.
Typical,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were typical. Just they cut back, you know, just because they overstaffed at the opening. Crazy opening. It was wild.
How many people showed up?
Oh, they had like 3,600 people showed up.
And that's invited guests.
That was the invited guests. And as I left after it opened at midnight, there were lines of people signing up for the player card. So they have a lot of attention. And it's and the challenge for them, knew this going in. Solo property, first casino. He does have a lot of hotel, you know, and restaurant database. They're trying to draw from that. He put the hotel into a couple of national database systems to draw. It's just the walk-in, because you got to walk past the old Fountain Blue site, and you got to walk, you know, from the Riviera, and at least, you know, what really going to be a big key is what MGM's building across the street with this festival grounds.
And that's the former City Center North site.
That was correct? The site that was going to be, City Center North, exactly, but it was a Kirzner project with, you know, the Paradise Atlantis company. That's his biggest problem is the walk-in. Great restaurants, you know, and he's got a loyal following, so we'll just, it's going to have to build up from there. And, you know, the thing is, he came in at a very low cost, you know, $400 something million, not a lot of money, but they did it, you know, they did it right. It's kind of cool inside. You know, those of us who remember the old Sahara, you can kind of still tell the layout, you know, kind of from it, but so we'll see where it goes.
I have a little tip for you.
Okay.
I haven't seen this in your column yet. On Sundays, if you're a local, one restaurant each Sunday, 50% off.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Crown, James Packer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the old New Frontier site. When are we going to see some dirt move there? And I'm excited because, you know, have you been to Melbourne to see the
I've never been there, no.
Stunning.
You know,
it's about 4 blocks long.
Well, they made this announcement. It was James Packer.
Son of the famous Kerry Packer,
right.
The whale.
Andrew Pascal. Former nephew of Steve Wynn, you know, Lane Wynn's nephew, who ran Wynn Las Vegas for a while. And he's running a social gaming company now, Play Studios. And Oak Tree Capital, so you got some good finance behind it. Announced it. They bought the site out of bankruptcy, got it real cheap, but said, we're going to build a hotel casino.
I wonder what Phil Ruffin thought about that.
Phil took his money to the bank, bought Treasure Island, and tried to buy the Mirage, too, as we all know. So, you know, we'll see what they end up doing. You know, they're quiet about it. They haven't really said much yet. It's just, you know, that they said they've got the land. They're going to build a hotel casino. And now they've gone quiet with it. At some point, you know, I think they're going to wait to see what happens with Genting first.
All right. So they're Australian. Genting's a Malaysian. They're all operating in Macau, Singapore, places like that, and other places in Southeast Asia. And I look at the gaming taxes around this country and the world, and I look at Nevada's, and I say Nevada's gaming tax is a draw for these companies, because if they can circulate their customers from other jurisdictions around the world to Nevada, you lose $1 million in Nevada, they're making a lot more money than they are in other jurisdictions.
Exactly. And it's an argument that, you know, the people will look at and go, why are you paying 6.75% in Nevada and you're going to pay 50% in Maryland? Well, it's because of monopoly. You and I, as I've said before, you and I could, if we have the zoning, the plans, the money, you and I can open a casino here in Nevada anywhere we want. Maryland, there's only 6 licenses. Nevada's unlimited. So that's why the tax rate is so different. That's why we're seeing, within China, with Macau, with the high rollers not wanting to go to Macau, they're coming here. That's a big benefit for Wynn and Sands and MGM that are bringing their customers here.
Rossi Wallencotter on the program a couple of years ago was talking about China and India as being the big draws. Have you seen any movement towards India?
I haven't seen anything toward India. No, I wouldn't know. I mean, my colleague Rick Velotta might know that better, because he follows the airport and the travel industry a lot better than I do. I haven't seen anything toward that, but, you know, we've had the McCarran Airport out of the new terminal, big international terminal. They're growing more and more international flights.
Yeah, we're getting
more
international and less domestic.
Yeah, so it's
and
a,
they
so
stay
that's a
longer,
big push.
Spend more money.
That's what they want.
Okay, Fountain Blue. Okay, mm-hmm. Carl Icahn bought that for a song out of bankruptcy, and it's just sitting there.
Well, at least the crane's gone, finally.
The crane is gone, but is that good news? I mean, the question is, you know, is Icahn going to actually do something with this? Is there somebody out there that you can see that would have an interest?
I don't know who would have the interest in doing it right now.
Maybe Penn?
It's too much, but to restart it, is that you got to figure in those costs there. Carl Icahn's not going to do anything with it. He's got his problems right now in Atlantic City with, you know, with Trump and his
Well, he's got his thumb down pretty hard.
Yeah, and it's just right now he's not going to do anything with it. And I think it's just going to be sit there for a while. That's the way it's going to be.
Do you think in the end it'll be a land play?
I've always thought it would be a land play. That's what I always saw. I agree with you. It'll always be a land play.
All right. We've got about 45 seconds left. So tell us about Caesars and how do they stay out of bankruptcy?
Oh, God, 45 seconds? You want me to say that? The $64,000, not $64,000, $24.2 billion question. Seems like right now they've started some talks with their banks and their big bondholders.
They're getting sued.
They're getting sued. This is going to have to be resolved some way in a court. And that's what most analysts believe, that it's going to be some type of Chapter 11, whether it's prepackaged, whether they come in with a plan or they're forced into it. We don't know, but it's a mess. And that's what the problem is with Caesars right now. But they seem to be, but you talk to Gary Lubman, he's got the talks with the banks. He thinks this is going to help. Talks with the lenders is going to resolve this. But you also have those second lien bondholders that are going to get stuck, and they're the ones that are really forcing this in the court.
I want my piece of that tower back that I invested in.
That's what we're good luck.
Howard Stutz, always a pleasure.
Anytime,
sir. Thank
Sam.
You. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this time.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Right now is a perfect time to meet with one of our designers and plan for the holidays during our fall home sale. Come see what's new. Not only will you find our top lines on sale, many have factory authorized discounts that make the savings the best prices of the year. Enjoy complimentary design and America's finest furniture on sale. Drexel, Stickley, Thomasville, and more. All ready to be custom made just the way you want it.
And it's like furniture.
Baby, you're not going to go driving right now. You've had a drink.
Will you let go of me?
Give me the keys.
I'm calling the cops.
Turn around.
I'm being arrested for
Absolutely.
This?
Put your hands behind your back. Unfortunately, you're arrested for domestic battery.
Come this way.
I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter. Have you been charged with a ridiculous domestic battery like this one? Besides the stigma and loss of rights, you're facing mandatory jail time. I've saved hundreds of people from outrageous domestic battery charges. It's what I do. What's your freedom worth?
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Nevada's tax maven Carol Velardo. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.